Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. This week, we look at the program known as DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. KBIA's Hannah Haynes talked with a DACA recipient in Missouri about how her life might change under the Trump administration.
When DACA was put into place in 2012, hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants came forward. They needed $465 and to share personal information their families may have never before revealed to the government. With those two things, they could apply for DACA. If approved, these young immigrants could legally work and go to college, or one of the two, in the country they've lived in for most of their lives. Missouri is home to some 3,500 DACA recipients. Maria is 24 years old, and she's a DACA recipient. Because of the uncertainty of the future of DACA, I'll only refer to her by her first name. I met with her at her home. Her dog, Shadow, greeted me at the front door. We sat down in her living room with family portraits surrounding us and a crucifix hanging on the wall behind me. Maria came to the United States when she was 40 days old, and she's been here illegally until she received her DACA.
The first 15 years of my life, I did not know I was illegal. Me being here till I was 15, wanting to get my permit and going, like wanting to go to a trip in Spain, my mom sat me down that day and said, Maria, you're not a resident. You're not a citizen. You cannot go or you cannot get your permit or your license in the future. We're here illegally.
Maria says that receiving DACA changed her life in several ways, from big things like making it possible for her to go to college to everyday things like driving. But then in September, President Donald Trump announced he would end DACA. New applications are no longer accepted. Carol Schmid has a PhD in sociology and a doctorate of jurisprudence in law. She says that because the program was created by an executive order and doesn't create a path to a green card, citizenship, or any other long-term status, the future for these DACA recipients is uncertain.
Since it was an executive order, he can impose a new one. And that is exactly what he has done. So it leaves new applicants in total limbo.
The day before I met with Maria, she received approval for her DACA renewal. She now has 2 more years to live and work here legally. But when those 2 years are up, her future in this country has no guarantee, even though it's her only home.
My Spanish is perfect for living in the United States, but it's not perfect in Mexico. Leaving over there, my dad always says, you'll have a job because you're bilingual. But I don't want a job in Mexico. I want to stay here in the United States because it has been my home. And I can't picture my life without being home.
Those who currently have DACA will be able to work and go to school until their current status expires. For some, that could be as early as March, if no further government steps are taken. President Trump has said the negotiation to build a border wall must take priority over a deal to save DACA. But with a strong partisan divide over building the wall, it's unclear if anything will be done before that looming March deadline. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
That's it for this week. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. Thanks for listening.